Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us.
It's great to be here.
Today we're going to be looking at the world of CFOs in 2025.
Specifically, what challenges and opportunities they might be facing.
Right, like how is this role changing?
Yeah, in a rapidly changing business landscape.
Exactly. So we've got some really interesting sources for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got like reports on CFO trends.
Okay.
Articles highlighting all these emerging challenges.
Interesting.
And even a blog post written for CFOs themselves.
Oh, wow. So we're getting like multiple perspectives.
Yeah, exactly. And we really want to make sure you walk away.
Uh-huh.
Not just understanding what's happening.
Right.
But why it matters to you, even if you're not like... You know, in the finance world.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool about this topic is that a lot of what we see happening with CFOs actually kind of gives us a glimpse into what's happening in the broader business world, too.
Interesting. Okay. So let's start by zooming out then. Oh. Let's look at the big picture first.
Sounds good.
It seems like CFOs are dealing with like a lot of unprecedented challenges, but also exciting new opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're still seeing those ripple effects of things like the Great Resignation.
Right.
And obviously the global economic landscape.
Yeah.
There's always something going on there.
Always up and down.
Right. Inflation.
First, yeah.
Potential recessions.
Ugh.
Geopolitical tensions. All that fun stuff.
Yeah. It never ends.
And then we've got the supply chain disruptions, which are.
Oh, yeah. Those are still.
Still lingering.
Lingering. Yeah.
So all of that creates a lot of uncertainty.
For sure. So it sounds like a CFO's job security is about as stable as a unicycle on a tightrope.
Oh, maybe.
Right.
But, you know, there's a flip side to this.
Okay.
We're also seeing digital transformation accelerate so quickly.
Okay.
Like things like AI.
Right.
Machine learning.
Yeah.
Real-time data analytics, all that.
Uh-huh.
Are becoming so essential.
Like table stakes, basically.
Yeah, it's not just a nice to have anymore.
Got it. So it's not just about weathering the storm.
Right.
It's about harnessing these new technologies to their advantage.
Exactly. CFOs who can adapt quickly and leverage those digital tools are really the ones who are going to thrive.
Okay, that makes sense. And that brings us to our first trend then.
Okay.
The importance of data. For everyone keeps saying data is king.
Yeah.
But it seems like it needs a kingdom.
Or at least a well-organized spreadsheet.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, it's true. CFOs are increasingly responsible for, you know, not just financial data.
Okay.
But enterprise-wide data and analytics.
So that means they need to think about data governance too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ensuring that the data is accurate.
Yeah.
Consistent and accessible across the whole organization.
That makes sense. But why is finance the right department to be...
Okay.
Taking this on.
Well, think about it. They're already working with data from all different parts of the business.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have that deep understanding of how all the different pieces fit together.
Yeah.
So that puts them in a really good position to be champions for these data governance initiatives.
Okay.
And ensure that the data is actually being used strategically.
So they're becoming like the chief data officers too.
In a way, yeah.
Interesting.
But that leads to some interesting challenges as well.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest ones is siloed data.
Oh, right.
Where information is trapped in different departments, different systems, and it makes it really hard to get that holistic view.
So it's not just about having data.
Right.
It's about making sure that everyone has access to the right information.
Absolutely. And that's where the CFO's expertise in collaboration is really valuable.
Okay. So we've established that data is critical.
For sure.
But another thing that keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Is the need for efficient growth.
Yeah, that's like the holy grail.
It's like the holy grail of business, right?
Right, everyone wants it.
Everyone wants it.
But very few seem to achieve it.
I know. And one study found that only 5% of organizations consistently achieve what they call efficient growth.
5%.
Yeah, like that sweet spot where you're increasing revenue without significantly increasing costs.
That's pretty low.
Right, that is low.
Yeah.
So what are the other 95%? Doing wrong?
Well, I think a lot of times they get stuck in that mindset of cutting costs.
Right. Just slashing budget.
Yeah. Instead of taking a more strategic approach.
Okay. So it's not just about cutting costs.
Right.
It's about cutting the right costs.
Exactly. There's this concept called differentiated cost structure.
Interesting.
Which is really helpful here.
Okay.
It's about understanding which costs are differentiating your product or service.
Okay.
Like the things that give you a competitive edge.
Yeah.
And which costs are just commodities.
Right.
Like everyone in your industry has to deal with.
I got it.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, totally. So can you give me an example?
Yeah. So imagine a company that makes high-end athletic shoes.
Okay.
So investing in R&D to like create innovative features, new materials, and all that, that would be a differentiating cost because it sets their product apart and justifies a higher price point. But spending a lot on generic office supplies wouldn't be a differentiating cost.
Got it. So it's about focusing your resources
Yeah,
on the things that actually matter.
exactly. And that's where the CFO plays a big role in analyzing the costs, identifying areas for differentiation, and making sure resources are allocated correctly.
That makes sense. Okay, so we've talked about data, efficient growth.
Yes.
Now let's move on to, I guess, the elephant in the room,
Okay.
or maybe the algorithm in the spreadsheet.
The algorithm.
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like everyone's talking about AI these days.
It's true. It's rapidly changing the world of finance. And a lot of CFOs are really excited about the potential.
But there are definitely challenges too, right?
I
Like,
can.
what are some of those roadblocks?
Well, one of the biggest ones is actually just figuring out the right way to use it. It's not a magic bullet. It's not going to solve every problem.
Got it.
So CFOs need to be really strategic about choosing those areas where AI can actually make a difference.
So understanding AI's strengths and limitations.
Exactly. And not just jumping on the bandwagon because it's trendy. Another challenge is accurately estimating the costs and ROI of these AI projects. It can be expensive to implement new technologies. So you have to have a really clear understanding of the potential benefits before you jump in.
So it's not just the initial investment.
Right.
It's about the long-term value.
Exactly. And one area where we are seeing AI be really valuable is in intelligent process automation. So using AI to automate those repetitive tasks,
Like what kind of tasks?
invoice processing, expense management, even some aspects of financial reporting.
That sounds super helpful.
It frees up a lot of time for finance teams to focus on more strategic stuff, and it can reduce errors and improve accuracy.
So it's about augmenting human capability.
Exactly, not replacing them.
Got it.
And that actually brings us to another important trend, the role of talent management.
All those buzzwords.
Yeah.
The great resignation, the digital skills gap.
It seems like finance teams have been hit hard.
Yeah, they have, and it's creating some big challenges for CFOs.
For sure. Attracting and retaining top talent has always been important, but it's even more critical now.
It's not just about finding people who are good with numbers anymore.
Right. They need this whole new set of skills.
Like what?
They need to be comfortable with data analytics, AI, cloud-based technologies, and they need those strong communication skills to collaborate with other departments.
So it's almost like the CFO is becoming a chief talent officer too.
In a way, yeah. And they need to think about things like compensation, professional development, creating a positive work culture
All that.
to attract and retain talent.
Makes sense. And, research shows that
Right?
top performers can be up to 8 times
Wow.
more productive than average performers.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it is.
So investing in talent development is crucial.
Okay, so even if you're not a CFO,
Right.
this is something to think about for your own team. Like,
Absolutely.
how can you advocate for professional development
Yeah.
and create a supportive environment?
And it all speaks to how interconnected these trends are. What's happening in the CFO's office is really a reflection of what's happening in the wider business world.
So we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
We've talked about those challenges and opportunities.
The importance of data governance,
Yes.
the quest for efficient growth,
Right.
the rise of AI, and that critical role of talent management.
And all of those really point to
Yeah.
a bigger evolution of the CFO role.
Okay.
It's going way beyond just traditional finance.
I'm all ears. Tell me more about that expanding role.
So we've been talking about how the CFO role is really expanding.
Yeah, what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it's not like they're ditching their spreadsheets
Right.
and suddenly running marketing campaigns or something.
Okay, good, because I was picturing that.
But their expertise is being used in new ways.
Okay.
Think about it. We just talked about how they're responsible for data now and driving those digital transformation initiatives.
Yeah, and playing a bigger role in talent management too.
All of that positions them to be more holistic leaders involved in things like operations, technology, even sales and marketing strategy.
So they're not just managing budgets.
They're shaping the company's direction.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
They're using their financial knowledge and those data insights to inform decisions across all departments.
Instead of just being the bean counters, they're becoming strategic partners.
Exactly. And that brings up an interesting challenge.
Okay. What's that?
How do they manage this expanding role without getting completely overwhelmed?
You're right. It's a lot to juggle.
It is. Yeah. And that's where that idea of the CFO persona comes in.
Right. Figuring out if you're a strategist or a deputy CEO, a change agent, an expert.
Their self-awareness helps them prioritize.
Okay.
And make sure they're focusing on the right things.
But it's not just about individual CFOs, right?
No, there's an organizational shift happening too.
So it's the whole team dynamic that's changing.
Exactly. Finance teams need to be more agile, more tech savvy, and even more collaborative.
Which makes those digital skills even more important.
It does. Financial professionals at all levels need to be comfortable with data analytics, AI, the cloud.
It's like everyone needs to be a mini CFO.
I love that.
Right.
Thinking strategically and working cross-functionally.
Exactly.
And that's why upskilling is so important.
Yeah. Giving them the training and resources they need.
Exactly. Those old stereotypes of the siloed finance department are really becoming a thing of the past.
So the future of finance is about being embedded in the business.
Yes. Collaborating with other departments. Using technology to drive growth.
And that brings us back to your point about these trends reflecting larger shifts.
Exactly. The skills that are making CFOs successful are going to be valuable for anyone who wants to succeed in business.
So what can our listener who might not be in finance take away from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway is embrace lifelong learning.
Because the skills we need are constantly changing.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, seek out those opportunities to collaborate and learn about different parts of the business.
That cross-functional experience is valuable.
It is. And as we've seen with CFOs, being able to connect the dots and see the bigger picture is critical for success in any field.
So whether you're in marketing, engineering, operations, start thinking like a CFO.
Embrace data-driven decisions.
Okay.
Be a strategic thinker. And don't be afraid to challenge things.
I like that.
Those qualities will serve you well no matter what you do.
And this transformation isn't just about CFOs or finance teams.
Right.
It's about the future of business as a whole.
Exactly. And that's why we love doing these deep dives.
Yeah.
It's about understanding what's happening and extracting insights that can help all of us.
Okay. So we've explored six major trends impacting CFOs.
We have data governance,
efficient growth,
AI adoption,
talent management,
the expanding role of the CFO,
and the evolution of the whole finance function.
But before we wrap up,
I
want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay, something to really ponder. So we've covered a ton in this deep dive, exploring the future of CFOs in 2025. But if you had to boil it all down, what's the one thing you want our listener to walk away with today?
I think it's that the same skills and mindsets that are making CFOs successful are going to be essential for anyone in business.
So not just folks in finance.
Right. Anyone, regardless of their industry or role.
Okay.
Because they're transferable skills.
Got it. So give me an example.
Like data literacy.
Okay.
Strategic thinking.
Yeah.
The ability to see those connections across different functions.
Uh-huh.
Those are valuable no matter what you do.
So the CFO role is like a blueprint for the modern business leader.
I like that. And it shows that we're all becoming data driven.
Yeah. Data is everywhere.
It is. And knowing how to analyze it, interpret it, and use it to make decisions.
Yeah.
That's not optional anymore.
Right. It's essential.
It's the price of entry.
So be proactive about developing those skills.
Exactly. Don't wait for someone to tell you.
Yeah.
Take the initiative. Figure out how to apply them to your work.
There's that lifelong learning again.
Right. Always be curious and adaptable.
And it's not just about the technical stuff.
No. You need that growth mindset too.
Right. Being open to new ideas, embracing challenges.
That's what will set you apart.
So we all need a bit of that CFO DNA.
Well said.
No matter what our job title is.
So as we wrap up.
Yeah.
I want to encourage our listener to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how these insights can shape your own career.
Are you ready for the AI revolution?
Are you thinking strategically about data?
Yeah. What about talent?
Are you developing those transferable skills?
Those are great questions.
They'll determine success in the years to come.
So stay curious, stay engaged, and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's a fantastic note to end on.
It is.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
It does.
Into the world of CFOs in 2025.
I hope you all enjoyed it.
We hope this episode sparked some new ideas
and gave you some valuable takeaways.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep learning.